So you've got to meet some folks. You're going to a business networking event, which in itself is quite interesting because people think I'm going to this event to network for my business. Well, ultimately, everybody you meet is somebody that could be involved in your business. They might know somebody else that would want to be involved in your business. They might have friends or family that could be involved in your business. So ultimately, everybody that you meet, everybody that you come in contact with, whether they're a stranger or a close family member, need to know about your business. So how do you tell people about what you do and how you do it and how good you are at it without sounding like you're trying to sell them something, without sounding like an idiot, without being too shy to say anything at all? And why do we get so nervous when we have to meet people and chat about our business? Well, here's the exciting news. You don't have to chat about you. You don't have to chat about your business. You can be in full control of every conversation, so you never have to be concerned about saying something stupid or saying the wrong thing or sounding like you're too pushy or sounding like a salesperson. Because when you get this superb communication technique practiced, so it becomes a skill that you can't get it wrong. So you don't practice till you get it right. You've got to practice till you can't get it wrong. When you do that, then you'll be so excited about meeting new people. You'll be really excited about coming in contact with everybody, whether it's a complete stranger or your close family and friends, because you'll be the person who is the superb communicator. You'll never feel nervous and you'll always feel really comfortable being in conversation with people. So how do you do that? It's really simple. Shut up. Stop talking. All you need to do is ask questions. If you ask questions, you've got two brilliant things on your side. Number one, we've been taught since we learned how to talk that if somebody asks you a question, you need to give an answer. So that's the first exciting part of this whole process, is that when you ask a question, people will answer the question. So that means they will be doing the talking, not you. They'll be talking about themselves, which is the most interesting thing on the planet to them. You won't have to say anything because they'll be doing the talking. And if they're doing the talking, they'll be giving you all the information that you need. They'll be telling you about themselves, about their business, about their life, what their challenges are, what's important to them, what they don't like, what they do like. And when you know all of that stuff, then you can ask even better questions for them to answer even better or give you even better information, so that if you have a business that could possibly help them in any way, you'll have all the information that you need. So the first thing is shut up and ask questions. Shut up, ask questions. Shut up, ask questions. You don't have to say anything. Second thing is people love to talk about themselves. They're not interested in you, and that's not meant in a terrible way. That's not meant in a nasty way, and that's not meant in a way to make you feel any less important than anybody else. But ultimately, people are not interested in you, and that's very exciting. They're interested in themselves. So if you can get them talking about themselves, they will then think that it's been a very interesting conversation. They'll feel like you're very interesting because you've listened to them, but ultimately all you've had to do is be interested. So there's the second thing, be interested rather than interesting. So whether you are interesting or boring, it doesn't matter because people don't care, but they will find themselves really interesting. So all you've got to do is be interested in what they're saying to you. So this is very exciting. So you have to practice this because it is a skill. You are the same as every other human being. When somebody asks you a question, you feel like you have to give an answer. You might even want to give an answer. You might feel pressured to give an answer. You might feel like that if you don't give an answer, you'll look stupid. But remember, people aren't interested in you. They're not interested in what you've got to say. They aren't interested in your answer. They may be interested in what you can do for them. But you can't do anything for anybody unless you know more about them, what's important to them, what they have that are challenges in their lives, and whether or not you can provide a solution. Because you talking about your thing and your solution and they don't need it means that you'll be wasting their time. So you will be even less interesting to them and they will be less interested in you. So what you've got to practice is that every time somebody asks you a question, you've got to stop, think to yourself, how can I answer this with another question? So for instance, one of the classic questions when you go to a business networking event, and I'll use that very openly because ultimately everybody you meet is someone that you could network about your business. So when you meet somebody, it's the magic series of questions. Hi, my name's Roey. Tell me about you. And what you've got to do is you have to lean forward, maintain eye contact, open up your body language and look like you are interested. Because if you look bored or if you look shy or if you look scared or if you just don't care, then of course the person's not going to talk to you. They're going to think you're an idiot. So tell me about you. Nod your head, smile, lean forward, open body language, and then actively listen, meaning as the person's talking, you go, really? Tell me more. Now, the superb part of that communication process, by the way, is to actively listen, meaning you nod your head, make noises so the person believes you're interested. But then if you think they're finished talking, you would ask another two or three more questions about each answer. So it's very simple. When somebody's talking, there'll be thoughts coming into your head about, okay, they've told me about their family. I wonder how many kids they've got. Or they've told me about their job. I wonder how long they've been in that job for and whether or not they like their boss and whether or not they love what they do. So there's three more questions you can ask about each answer. The more questions you ask, the more people will talk to you. So the speaking process has nothing to do with you speaking. It's simply you asking great questions, the person answering the questions. And then you can lead the conversation into whether or not this person or somebody in their life will require your product or your service, would benefit from being involved with your business. But again, you can't get that information if you don't ask the right questions. So for instance, let's say you sell televisions. Now you would never say to somebody, yes, I'm a television salesperson. That would be really boring. Especially if they say to you, what do? You say, yes, I sell televisions. No. What do you do? Well, can I just ask you this question? Do you have a favorite television show? Yes, I do. What is your favorite television show? And they start telling you about it. Really? Why is that? When you watch that favorite television show, do you watch it on your iPad? Do you watch it on your phone? Do you watch it on a big television? If you had a television that was the best television in the whole world, what would it look like? Really? Tell me about that. So why would you love to have such a television like that one? Where would you put it? When would you love to have a television like that? If you keep doing what you're doing now, will you get that television? I'm a professional salesperson and I specialize in big televisions, which is very similar to what you want. If you were looking for an expert to help you get such a big television, what would you like them to do for you? Still a question. Then, Mr. Jones, if you had that television or you wanted to have that television, what would you be prepared to do to get that television? And Mr. Jones, what barriers have held you back in the past about getting your new big television? And he might share with you how much money he's got or how he doesn't have any time or how he doesn't have a house that's big enough to put the television. But now you have all of this fantastic information about this person who really does want a television and you are a television salesperson versus they might not even watch television. You could tell them that you're a television salesperson, you've got the best televisions in the world and they come in 75 different colors and 79 different sizes, but the person doesn't even watch telly. So the question process is really simple. So before you go to any event, before you meet any person, before you come in contact with anybody, you've got to practice that if somebody asks me a question, I'm not going to answer the question. I'm going to answer the question with another question. And you've got to practice, practice, practice. Then, of course, every time you go out, out of your house, out of your bedroom, you have to look like the person who is the expert, the specialist, the very best at what you do. So before you walk out of your bathroom or your bedroom in the morning to go out into the world, you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, do I look like I'm at the top of my field? If you are a real estate agent, do I look like I'm the best real estate agent in the world? Is the way I'm presenting myself today relevant to me being the best wealth creation person, the best professional speaker, the best fitness professional. So the way you look is incredibly important. So before you go out and meet anybody, you have to look like you're the best person for the role that you're in. And why is presentation so important? Well, of course, people judge you by the way you look. So if you're going to a networking event, e.g. you're going out into the street and there's people, they will judge you by the way you look. In 4 seconds, they will decide whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a nice person or a bad person, whether you're highly educated or not educated, whether you are successful at what you do or not. And that, of course, is based on what you look like because they don't know you. So they can only judge you by the way you look. Then from 4 seconds to 30 seconds, they will then, if they do meet you, they will then decide whether or not their first impression was correct. So they may change their opinion from 4 seconds to 30 seconds, but after 30 seconds, all they'll be doing is proving themselves right. So if they've decided that you're the very best at what you do, you're a top-level professional, you're a specialist or an expert, they will now put a slant on everything that you say, all the questions that you ask, based on the opinion they've made. Now, that works in the reverse. If they think that you are uneducated, that you're not professional, that you don't know what you're talking about and you're not an expert, you're actually silly, they will then do everything possible to prove themselves right, because as humans, we like to be right. So in that initial consultation, I call it, that initial contact, obviously the way you look. So you've got to look like you're really good at what you do. Then, of course, you shake hands. And if your handshake is poor, if it's weak, if it's sloppy, if it's cold, if it's clammy, then people will judge you that you are not professional. So obviously you need to learn how to shake hands properly. And that's really simple. You put your hand forward every time, so you be the first person to do that. You make sure the webbing of your two thumbs connect. You shake 3 times and solidly. So not too firm that you're going to rip the person's arm off, and certainly solid without that. You don't want to feel like you're weak or you've got dead fish hands, as it's been called in the past. So your handshake's really important. You look people in the eye. Now, whether that's comfortable or not, you just have to practice doing that. You have to look people in the eye. Your shoulders have to be pulled back. You have to have great posture. You shake hands with confidence, even if you don't have it. You just put your hand forward, make sure the webbing connects, and shake 3 times. And then it's a simple question. Tell me about you. You be the first person to talk, because then you're in control of the conversation. And then you might say, what is it that you do? But now the person has to answer your questions. Person might say to you, what do you want to know? And you'll say, well, what's important to you, or what's exciting to you, or what's the best thing that's happened to you in the last week? Or make sure it's an open-ended question that doesn't require a yes-no answer, but it's interesting. You don't want to be saying, so did you have a good weekend, or did you have a nice Easter, or how was your Christmas? Or they're boring questions. So come up with 2 or 3 really interesting questions, like, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you today? Who's the most interesting person you've met in the last month? What's the best thing that you love about what you do? Now, that's a really great question, because it's a positive, it requires a positive response. If the person gives you a negative response, that might be a good reason not to chat with them, because they're obviously a negative person. But that's your decision to make, and you would have that information and now more information based on the questions that you ask. So meeting people is really simple. Ask lots of questions. Here's what I don't, or what am I strongly suggest that you don't do, is A, talk about you. B, don't talk at all. Just don't talk. Ask questions. C, don't tell people what you do. As I shared before, if they do ask you what you do, if the conversation happens to get around to that, you always respond with a question, which is, so do you know anybody in your life, or are you? And you explain then what it is that you do, but you don't. You just say, do you have anybody in your life who watches television? Do you have anybody in your life who has had challenges with an accountant before? Do you have anybody in your life who's tried personal training before and it didn't work out for them? Because when people tell you their challenges, then you know that you can provide them with a solution. And that's the thing about business. It's really simple. Find a problem, find a solution, create a wow experience. Now, yes, you'll ask for their business card. And of course you will, because everybody that's got a business card will want to give you one. No one's ever going to say to you, no, you can't have my business card. So if they have got a business card, you just simply ask at the end of the conversation, I have to go now, but do you have a business card? Now you'll have their contact details in every form possible. And if they've got a good business card, you'll also have a photo of their face. If you don't have a photo of their face, you want to quickly write on the back of that card, "I met John, he's a real estate agent, he had dark hair and glasses." Just to remind yourself that later on, if you're particularly if you're at an event where you get 20 or 30 business cards, you want to remind yourself of what that person looked like so you remember what the conversation was. Now the simple thing is to follow up. They won't follow up on you. People just don't. So you can give out as many business cards as you want to, but ultimately, unless this person has found you incredibly exciting and they really want to use what you do, which is highly unlikely, your business card will go in the rubbish bin, which is a big waste of time, money and paper. But you, on the other hand, being an excellent business presenter, meaning you know how to present your business effectively to the world, you will follow up on the business card that you have got. So you'll send them a lovely email, you'll send them a handwritten note, which is even better because nobody sends handwritten notes anymore, and you'll put something about how pleasant it was to meet them, how lovely it was to invest time with them. Make conversation about the conversation. So, "John, it was lovely to meet you today and I'm really excited that you'll have this big television up on your wall by the state of origin time or big television up on your wall by World Cup time," so that they know that the conversation you had, you remember what it was. You still don't try and sell them anything. Don't give them a brochure. Don't send them a manual or a handbook or any of the stuff that tries to sell things, because nobody wants to be sold to. People want to buy. And all you're doing with this particular contact is sharing now with this person what it is that you do. So that the information that you send them, yes, would of course have your photo on it. It would have your telephone number, would have your email contact details, perhaps your Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. But the important thing is that it's handwritten. If it's an email, make sure it's really, really personal. And I'll say it again, we get lots of emails. We don't get any handwritten notes anymore. So if you want to make a great impression with this person, then a handwritten note will be brilliant. And just as a side note for that, most people think, well, that person doesn't watch television, so I won't keep in contact with them because I'm a television salesperson. But they will have somebody in their life who does. So just be aware of that in business, that the person you met may not do business with you, but they have other people in their life. So every person that you meet, it's not just them that you're meeting, it's everybody in their life that you are meeting. And they will only recommend you, talk about you, share information about you if you were memorable, if you were interested in them. And if you followed up, because it's very unusual for people to follow up, and if you follow up, they will remember you. So the whole process is really simple. Please don't make it complicated. No need to be scared. No need to be nervous. You'll be asking the questions. You won't be talking. You'll be asking for their business card. You don't have to give theirs. You'll be doing the follow up. And then that person, after you've sent them an email, sent them a letter, will go on your database, of course, and then you'll have something interesting to send them every month, whether it's your newsletter, whether it's some fun jokes that you send out every month, it might be an ebook that you've written, doesn't matter. You just want to keep in contact with this person, maybe monthly. Now, they've got every right to get in contact with you and say, "Take me off your database, or I don't want to hear from you anymore." However, if what you send them is interesting to them, then they'll read it, and they've got every right to delete it if they don't want to read it. So the exciting thing is this: no need to talk, just ask questions. No need to be nervous, because you'll be in control of the conversation. No need to talk about your business, and no need to send a brochure, give a book, anything about you, because you'll be the person who's doing the following up. If you do want to have a successful business, however, you have to be the person that asks the questions, you have to be the person that's interested, and you have to be the person that does the follow-up, because the other person won't be doing it. Isn't that exciting? Because that in itself will make you unique, different, and memorable.